Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, April 24th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber and Esther, our daughter, is right here behind us this morning. We're preparing this message on a beautiful, beautiful morning. And that's pertinent to the topic of today's message, as you will see as we proceed. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and we want to encourage you today. Today's message is titled, Sing Praise to God. And the scripture text is Psalm 104, verse 12.
The birds of the air sing among the branches.
After an extended cold spurt in early April, we are now getting warm, summer-like weather. We enjoy leaving our windows open at night. The melodious birds have voluntarily become our alarm clock. There are two differences we know. Their singing is much more pleasant to still sleepy ears than the unnatural sounds of the alarm clock. And their wake-up call is 4:30 to 5 a.m. instead of our usual 6 a.m. alarm clock. We gradually awaken to the loud, cheerful songs of the birds who congregate in the branches of a tree lying about 200 feet behind our bedroom windows. We not only hear the combined sound of many birds, but with careful attention, we can clearly hear individual birds as well.
Well, our favorite bird sound is a woodpecker at work. We haven't heard one yet this morning, but when we do, we stop and listen carefully to discern which direction the pecking is coming from. Occasionally, we're able to spot the woodpecker and its temporary habitat in the distance. This unique bird is an example of persistent diligence and has unusual design features.
Let me point out that if you were to go to the website today at www.dailyencouragement.net, we have a cartoon up about a woodpecker as well as a picture. In my study, I found it very interesting that the woodpecker's strong, pointed beak acts both as a chisel and a crowbar to remove bark and find hiding insects in trees. It has a very long tongue, up to 4 inches in some species, with a glue-like substance on the tip for catching insects. While most birds have one toe pointing back and 3 pointing forward on each foot, woodpeckers have 2 sharply clawed toes pointing in each direction to help them grasp the sides of trees and balance themselves while they hammer away. Many woodpecker species also have stiffened tail feathers, which they press against the tree surface to help support their weight. Let's consider an amazing aspect of birds today. A robin only weighs about 3 ounces. Of course, some of the birds I see are larger and others are smaller, such as the beautiful bluebird. Now, we're both reading this together, but let me make it clear I'm speaking of myself here. I weigh over 800 times what a typical small bird weighs. As noted above, I can clearly hear an individual bird from that tree line 200 feet away in our backyard. Now, if my math is correct, that is the equivalent of a human having the vocal ability of being heard from some 160,000 feet away, or about 30 miles. Can you imagine how annoying life would be if we all had the same vocal capability as a bird?
Well, our daily text notes that the birds of the air sing among the branches. Psalm 104 is a majestic expression of praise, beginning with the exclamation, "Praise the Lord, O my soul." Throughout the psalm, the Father's greatness is exhibited in nature.
As we look out this morning from our home office window, we observe and proclaim with the psalmist, "How many are your works? O Lord, in wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures." And even as I read that line, I see birds darting back and forth in my view. We make a renewed commitment this day, using again the words of the psalmist, "I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. May my meditation be pleasing to him as I rejoice in the Lord." Will you join us today?
Let's pray together. Father, in Psalm 5, the psalmist directs his prayer to you. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayers to you, and I will look to you with expectation. Although you neither slumber nor sleep, and certainly have no need for an alarm clock, We know it brings delight to your ears to hear your children vocalizing their prayers first thing and upon awakening to a new day. Your steadfast love never ceases, and your mercies are unending. We declare our praises to you, faithful Father, as you lead us in the paths of righteousness. For you bless the godly, O Lord, and surround them with your shield of love and protection. Amen.
Amen. Well, today's message has been a joyful message, and prior to our sharing it, we prayed, and we often are mindful of at least those events that make the news where there's suffering and death. We heard today of more deaths in Iraq, and we know some of you listening to this are going through very difficult times as well. But we thank God that He can give us a song. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. We do have several photos up today, several links to songs we feel would support the message well as some additional materials that we believe would be helpful should you care to delve into them. Well, have a blessed day. Continue to stay faithful and be encouraged this day.